I finally beat Absorbing Man. Here's how you can beat him as well during the Winter of Woe Week 1. This is the MCOC and Me podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. I got to shout out a very important person before I talk about anything, and that is Cam MCOC, because without his help, I would have had no idea what to really do in this fight. Only because I asked a very simple question, and once that question was answered, then my entire strategy changed, and I hope that for those players out there who are stuck doing this fight, I hope this helps you out. So, here's the big thing that you have to understand. And I saw that, you know, a Twitter post from Cam MCOC, and all I asked him was this. What is the, is there like an icon that shows me when I'm dealing physical damage versus energy damage? Because that's a very important thing in this fight. And that was why I was seeing all these videos of the Hulk just massacring Absorbing Man, and like I wasn't doing it. And I'm like, what the hell am I missing here? What's the secret sauce that I'm missing here? What's like the MJ secret stuff from Space Jam, for those of you who are old enough to know what I'm talking about, to this fight? And he answered a very simple question. And all he said was, there's a red icon underneath your health bar. When it's got an arm that is flexing, that's when you're dealing physical damage. When you are seeing a lightning bolt, that is when you are dealing energy damage. And that's very important, because when you do the heavy attack, when you knock Absorbing Man down, if he is in his Black Uru form, which is important, if you are in the physical damage icon, which is the arm that is flexing, you're not going to be able to do a lot of damage. You want to get into the energy, and vice versa for the magma form. And that's a big deal. And once I got that locked in, once I figured that out, I was able to take down Absorbing Man with my rank 1 Unawakened Hulk. And I think I did it in about 4 or 5 revives, only because the AI got a little turtly, and then it got kind of like wackadoo in this one fight where I just got kind of smacked in a 5-hit combo. I just mistimed his unstoppable. But once I figured it out, I got there. And then basically from there, all I was really kind of focusing on was getting to that special 3. And I did that right after I countered him with a heavy attack to switch him out of his Black Uru form or his magma form, whatever he was in. And then from there, I was using a science power boost to really get that special 1 stun lock rotation going. And the big thing is this. You want to hit Absorbing Man with that special 1. Obviously, the unstoppable timer is going to be, you're going to be kind of racing against that clock. But the big thing is this. You want to hit him before that thing expires. Just, even if he's unstoppable, just throw it at him anyway. He'll still be stunned. If you got a relic, that's going to make it a little bit easier. And also, you're going to get more of a delay time on it as well. But that was my strategy. And that is what made the fight way, way more manageable. I didn't even have to worry about the regen so much, because that rank 1 Hulk of mine was doing so much damage. And also, this is a big thing as well. And this is something that is very important as well. Drew brother, I'm going to get your last name wrong on this, but it's Simula on Twitter. I think is how you say his last name, but Drew Simula, he did his with Overseer. His Overseer's Awakened. I kind of asked him about that, and he was saying that if you have Despair totally unlocked, level 3 of 3, that's really going to help out as well. My Despair was at 2 out of 3. I think I just have to redo my mastery. So if anybody's listening and can really help a guy with his mastery setup, that would be most good, because I haven't done it in a while. But I put that on as well. And I think that's what helped mitigated his regeneration, because, you know, putting the physical vulnerabilities on him as well and the stun lock, everything worked out really, really well. I've seen people using She-Hulk. I've seen people using Overseer. But I got to say, Hulk really, really did it. And like I said, once I asked the right question about that physical damage, that energy damage thing, it changed the whole thing for me. And that's how I was able to get the W on this. Now, here's the interesting thing that Kabam has done for the player base, if you guys have not been paying attention. They understood the gripe about this week one, and they also understood that one of their challenges really is kind of, the word is unfair, but it's a very like specific group, and that's the robot challenge. And if you have already done the Gamma, you do not need to do the robot challenge, which is awesome. I tried doing it with Dragon Man. It kind of was okay. I've seen people using Guillotine 2099. That's really cool, whatever, you know. But you don't need to do it. You can totally skip it. And I think that was actually kind of a nice little, hey, you know, let's just try to make it at least somewhat balanced for what's going on. Because the bottom line is this. I don't mind a challenge, but when the challenge that is being presented is such a small amount of champions that are, you know, that some players do or don't have, and also they don't really kind of serve the fight that well. I feel like if you were a robot, you're going to be using a lot more revives than you would on the Hulk or for the Gamma. But I just feel like there's a lot more Gamma options than there are for robot. But like I said, boys and girls, we do not need to do the robot challenge if you have already completed the Gamma challenge. So there's that. And also kind of a cool thing as well was, you know, you get the winner of Woe rewards, which is like a, you know, 10,000 six-star shards and then a tier 6 and a tier 3 catalyst as well, which is really, really cool. And actually, believe it or not, I was able to, from the Paragon Gauntlet as well, I was able to get enough 7-star shards and I awakened my Titania, which is rad. That's a cool one. It actually skipped over awakening my rank 3 Rakan, which, you know, that would have been real nice to have, but I will not shy away from having a 7-star awakened Titania. That's just going to be a really cool, she's a very cool science champion to have. She doesn't generate any buffs. She's got a lot in her kit. I really actually was very pleasantly surprised by that awakening. And if you're going to run the Paragon Gauntlet, my suggestion is that, my team I brought was pretty straightforward. Angela, Hercules, Wakan, done. And because the trickiest fight out of that whole thing is really the Ultron fight, because that has the reverse controls. But other than that, if you haven't done the Thronebreaker EQ, if you haven't done the Paragon Gauntlet, get in there and do it. But I hope that my advice here on this episode can help out a lot of players. But the moral of the story is this. Yes, was I griping on social media? Absolutely, because I was just like, this fight just fucking sucks. This fight is just really like it's still an energy waster, just because if you do need to restart and choose a different champion, you're spending 10 energy, and that really adds up, because like the cap is 70, so you can only really restart it like 7 times. And I just think that's still kind of lame. I hope that Kabam actually really, I know that they say they don't want to fix that, but you guys better fix it, because it is quite silly. It is quite annoying. And also, like, think of it this way. For certain players, it's like battleground currency. So would you rather them waste the energy in battlegrounds or in this Winter of Woe thing? And then they just have to keep like spending and spending and spending that kind of crap. Like I said, I'm against it. I said it before my previous episode. I just don't like it. But, you know, if you are still stuck, if you are still wondering what to do in this this Winter of Woe fight, like I said, think of it like the inverse of what's going on. If he is in the Black Uru form, that's Absorbing Man, back to, you know, that fight there, you want to have the Lightning Bolt triangle underneath your icon. If he's in the Magma form, you want to have the arm, and that will be your bread and butter for this fight. And I would say get to special 3, spam that special 1. It's not going to take as many revives as you think, as long as you follow that plan. I really hope that players listen to this episode and will do whatever they can to make themselves better from this, because yes, it is challenging, but there is a way to fix it. There is a way to make it better. So I hope for the player base and for Kabam, we can kind of join forces here and make this event more fun going forward, because it's still kind of not really that fun. The challenges still kind of suck, so do the nodes, but I think we could be on the up and up here. So keep that in mind for, you know, the gauntlet of it going forward. And like I said, I'm going to repeat it one more time. If he's in the Black Uru form, you want to have the Lightning Bolt. If he's in the other form, the Magma form, you want to have the arm. So good luck out there. I hope you kick ass. And this is, let's see here. It is, it's Friday. So it's 5 o'clock on a Friday. It's raining here in Nashville. I'm just going to relax because I have to fly out on Sunday for these makeup dates on my John Party tour. So I am going to go relax and do all that kind of stuff. But I will talk to you all next time on the MCOCME podcast.